It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It is once again time for us to enjoy the next 15 minutes right here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. The first portion of our show is underwritten by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. The Dallas Safari Club's convention this year is in Dallas, as it always is. It's called Journeys, and the dates are January the 3rd through the 6th. I thought today, folks, we'd do a little scattergunning on our show and check in with some local guides and let them give you an update on the fishing, see what's going on. We'll start off first up at Lake Texoma with guide Larry Sparks. Well, good morning to you, Larry. How's things up at beautiful Lake Texoma this morning?
Luke, it's good. Yeah, along with the weather, fishing's great.
Well, man, I was talking to you yesterday, and you were telling me about a Monday trip that y'all had using both live bait and the artificials, you know, the sassy shad. And it sounds like right now both of them are working pretty doggone good, Larry.
It is, Luke. You know, which you've been down with me with David and that artificial, you got to know how to do it. I mean, you know, but the good thing about it, she can show his dang clients, they're catching them fish. He's not having to catch them for him. And they're catching some great size fish. It's better than I've ever seen it in 15 years that I've been here. And it just produces time after time. And I fished a group with bait. I didn't have no trouble limiting it out. I didn't catch quite the quality fish, but we caught our fish, our limits of fish. And it's, you know, it just seems like it don't matter what you're doing, it's working.
Larry, what's the pattern right now? Are the gulls leading you to the schooling action, or are you mostly just fishing structure?
It was no gulls this weekend. We didn't have much. Well, I had no gulls to speak of. Just marking. The pattern was about 38 to 40 foot water, off the river channels. And maybe back up in some necks and stuff like that, and they'd just be loaded with fish. Then that can vary a little bit, but that's sure what was going on this weekend, and I think that's basically what David was doing, too, with his, seemed to be the pattern, was a 38-foot water, and they were pretty close to the bottom. You know, you may come a ton or two up, but that's all, whether you use bait fishing or artificial.
Folks, our guest is guide Larry Sparks up at Lake Texoma. Larry, the winter time is actually my favorite time to come to Texoma to fish because there's usually quite a few gulls pointing the fish out to you, but also it's the time of year when the big ones are traditionally caught. People that want to come to Texoma, they can learn about what you do at SparkysGuideService.com. That's SparkyS, SparkysGuideService.com. If they want to call you for fishing information or whatever, what's a good number to reach you, Larry?
Yes, Luke. They can reach me at 580-916-2293.
Well, Larry, thanks a lot for all the information, and we'll get you back again soon. How about it?
Thank you, Luke.
Tell you what, let's do next, folks. Let's shift from stripers to crappie. Now, guide Seth Vanover has been our guest many times up at Lake Fork. Let's talk about catching crappie. Seth, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Couldn't be better. And, this month is the time that the length limit on Fork changes, isn't it, on crappie?
Yes, sir. It started December 1st.
December the 1st, and then that reason is because I guess so many crappie are caught from deep water that when they're pulled up, they get the name of it is the bends, and they don't survive, right?
That's the main reason behind it. They're not quite there yet, but that's the reason behind the law.
So right now, any crappie caught at Lake Fork, you keep, correct?
Yes, sir. We're keeping everything right now.
It's a good time to sack up a basket of good eating, and if there's a better eating fish, Seth, than crappie out of cold water, it's hard to imagine. You know it?
I'd like for somebody to tell me if there is.
I hear you, buddy. Well, give us some tips right now on locating and catching crappie down at Lake Fork.
Well, any main lake point that has any drop, you know, some good drop offs on either side, they're really congregating on main lake points. The main thing we're catching them on right now are tandem rigs, both jigs and minnows on tandem rigs. And we have been whacking them up there. We've been catching a lot of crappie.
Seth, talk about the tandem rig. What kind of jigs you're using, or minnows, whatever you're using with it, and how you're rigging it up?
Well, you know, the bottom, the way I do it, my bottom jig is an eighth-ounce jig. I come up about 2 feet on mine, and then I tie a 16th-ounce jig about 2 feet above it. And the way I do it, kind of like a bass fisherman, I cast mine out. I don't vertical jig that much. I cast it out and just pop it and bump it along the bottom of the lake. I just cover more water that way, and I've been catching a lot more fish that way, too.
Good tip. You're going to lose some of those with that method for sure, but you're also going to keep it in the strike zone, aren't you?
Well, you're going to lose some, but you're going to lose your bottom jig.
Uh-huh.
You're
going
to lose them both, you know. So you're going to lose some jigs, but you're also going to catch a lot more crappie.
You got to be have the jig where the crappie are. And what test line do you like to use?
On my jig rods, I'm throwing just 4-pound test. On my minnow rods, we'll have anywhere from 6 to 8, just because you never know what may pop that thing.
You betcha. Well, in other words, depths now, if you want to, say you're just coming down to Lake Fork and you're kind of searching for depths, what depths would you key on?
We're not going any more than 25 right now. We're staying in the 18 to about 20-foot range, really. They just haven't moved into the super deep water yet.
Well,
not in any good numbers.
Right. Well, the winter that we've had is really just an extension of fall so far. And I guess until we really get some frigid weather in that stays a few days, they won't move into that really deep water, will they?
That usually doesn't happen until mid-January anyway. You know, so that you're right. We're going to have some cold weather, and we just ain't had it yet.
You know, Seth, the second split of the duck season opens this Saturday. Have you been seeing many ducks down on Lake Fork?
Yeah, there's some big ducks down there. We've been seeing quite a few greenheads down there. And you can certainly hear them all over the lake.
Yeah, the mallards, for some reason, have made an early migration. Where I hunt ducks, there's a lot of mallards. A private waters, a buddy of mine owns a place just west of Cedar Creek Lake down at Seven Points. And yesterday there was 300 or 400 mallards on that big lake down there. Never seen anything quite like that this early with this weather. But for crappie fishing, Seth, or catfish, what's a website for people to learn what you do down at Fork?
All right. My website is lakeforkcatandcrappie.com. And you can reach me anytime. We can talk about it or book a trip. Just whatever you want to do, give me a call at 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, thanks very much, and we'll, as always, we'll get back with you and let you keep everybody informed down at Lake Fork. How about it?
That sounds like a plan. Thank you, sir.
I'll tell you what, let's do now, folks. Let's head up to Lake Levan. Guide Billy Kilpatrick is with us. We're going to touch base with Billy and see right here close to home what's going on. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Luke. How you doing?
Couldn't be better, buddy. We had Seth Vanover on talking crappie fishing down at Lake Fork. You might have heard Seth, and I wonder down at Levan, where you guide, winter is prime for catching these big blues, and you know, Levan is building a reputation for blue catfish, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. They stocked it, hadn't been probably 15, 18 years ago now with high fin blues, and, you know, we're catching them up to 20, 25 pounds now.
And for bait, when you're catching these blues, I'm going to guess it's probably shad is the best, Billy.
Shad is the best, yeah. What I like trying to do for the bigger fish, if you're going to fish for bigger blues, of course, you maybe find you catch you about a 5-inch, 6-inch shad, cut the head off and use the head and the tail, you know, on two separate hooks. Those catch the bigger ones. But if you're out just for small blues, which are lots of those in here, too, just a little thread fin shad. Just put them on a hook and throw them out, and a lot of them out here, too.
You bet. Folks, our guest now is guide Billy Kilpatrick up at Lake Levan. Billy, if you're targeting blues down at Lake Levan right now, I know they're all not caught in deep, deep water. I mean, they can come from water 5 and 6 foot deep this time of year, can't they?
Oh yeah, windy points is a whole key catching blues out here in the wintertime. And what happens is, you know, a lot of water turkeys out here, they run shed close to the bank, you know, just about all day long out here. The windy points seem to work better because, even the blues, you know, they'll run in schools, they'll chase the shed at shallow water too. So yeah, you can catch them in shallow, you know, 3 to 5 feet pretty frequently in the wintertime.
And you know, I've hooked some 40-pound blues in 3 or 4 foot of water before in my career, and man, that's like hooking a shark up in shallow water. That is plenty exciting. Something else, Billy, that I want to touch on is years back fishing under cormorant roost, water turkeys we call them, it became real popular. Now, Levon has got a lot of standing timber, and it's got a lot of trees that the water turkeys use for roost. You can always tell them by the white, they look like they've been whitewashed, and that's from the droppings on these cormorants, the water turkeys. And that can also be good places to fish, can't it?
A lot of water turkeys in this lake out here, yeah, in the north end of the lake, before you get to 380 in the mornings, it's just loaded with them, just clearly hundreds and hundreds of them down there. And yeah, that water down there right now is probably anywhere from about 2 to about 6 foot deep. It's a prime area to catch catfish, you know, just about any time of the day down there on fishing poles.
I would imagine because of the shallow water and some real, real shallow water, you know, in a bigger boat, you'd really want to be careful up in there, 380 area, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the lake is down, you know, almost 10 feet out here now. And, yeah, shallow water boats, flat-bottom boats are probably the better boats to carry in that kind of structure down there. You know, a big fiberglass boat would have a hard time getting through down there. But, you know, some of the plenty of boat ramps still open out here to get your boat in the water. So it's just a matter of getting out there and doing it.
You bet. You know, Billy, for people that's never done that kind of fishing, I'll kind of break it down. Fishing under these cormorant roosts, folks, you know, the reason the catfish are there is because of the droppings of these birds. That's why they're there. And if you can sneak in there, Billy, and pitch a piece of shad or whatever, just you want it to hit the surface of that water, but you got to kind of, it's kind of like jig fishing, pitching jigs for bass. You know, you got to get in there really quietly, don't you? Sneak in there where you won't spook them.
Oh, yeah, they're like any other fish, you know. They'll spook to, you know, Noah's in the water, boat motors and whatever. But, yeah, if you'll sneak in there, even maybe troll in there and find you a big tree where, like you said, where there's a lot of droppings on the trees, a lot of white stuff you're looking for. If you'll just get out from there, you know, maybe 20 yards, throw you a bobber with about a, you know, maybe 2 foot leader on it with some shad. I mean, those catfish sit there, you know, all night long and all day long. Is nothing like a free meal, so that's just like free meals for them.
It's a smorgasbord, a buffet for them. That's exactly
right.
Well, one last question, Billy. Ducks, are you seeing many new ducks come in down at Lake Levon on the upper end there?
Well, they just started. Been hunting a few times out here. Some mallards, gadwall, a few teal. Yeah, it's you know, a little early yet. The lake being low doesn't have matters any in that north end, but yeah, it looks like it's probably going to be a pretty good duck season. Just, you know, again, water's low, so, you know, you're kind of limited to where you can hunt out here right now in the north end. You can go on the Corps Engineer website, and it shows you locations on the map where you can actually come and duck hunt out here, and, you know, it's free to any public. There's a lot of public hunting area out here.
You bet. The Corps of Engineers at Lake Levon, they've got all that on the website, and folks could Google it. Billy, how about leaving a number for people that want to get out there with you and have some fun?
Sure, 214-232-7847.
Well, we appreciate it. We'll get you back soon, okay?
Sure, anybody can call anytime about fishing or hunting, either one.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up. We are out of time for today. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website there is biggame.org, and the convention called Journeys is coming up in Dallas, January the 3rd through the 6th. Until this time next week, I want you to be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.